Greetings. Today, I had the opportunity to be featured on a podcast with Taylor Washburn. He's doing a video project called Who Am I? And it's basically a collective of him and a bunch of his friends. And they just talk about how they met Taylor and established a relationship with him. So I was honored to be featured in this video project, and please enjoy the interview. This is a temporary podcast introduction.
So, do you just want to hop into this thing?
Yeah, yep. And okay. We'll see where the conversation, I'm sure we'll hit some rabbit holes.
So. Yeah. We'll just, I try to like just keep it as loose as possible, which I don't think is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
With us, I think more of the issue is going to be staying on topic.
Yeah, I do. I run into that issue a lot. So
yeah. Okay, so I'll have you do the first thing that I've forgotten to do with a lot of people, and actually have you introduce yourself.
Oh, okay.
So, like, who are you?
My name is Logan Nickerson, and I met Taylor. You want me to do the
readings? Yeah. We can. That's all I needed was the name, so we can roll right into how we met.
Awesome. Yeah. And so we met, let's see, I would have been probably 12, I want to say. And it was for the Gondoliers was the first. No, actually, it was for just Chorus, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, what was that group called? Was it a, I don't know.
Oh,
it was
the,
a homeschooled.
The co-op.
Yes. Yeah.
I forget the official name of what the co-op was, but. Yeah, so basically like musical theater.
Yep.
Yes. And how many years were you in that? Because then I did musical theater for 3 years.
Yeah, I did. I think that specific one, I only did the Gondoliers.
Okay.
In, but then I also did like at least one other performance, and made lots of good friends. Like I remember just we'd spend. Because I didn't actually go to the co-op. Like, I would just get dropped off.
Yeah.
And I don't... Did you take classes there, or did you...
Yeah. I took some other stuff there. I think I took, like, science courses, and one time I took, like, a cooking class.
Nice.
But, yeah. yeah. So I did other stuff there. But, yeah, I remember you weren't there for much of it, because I know... When was that? Like sometime last year when my parents like mentioned your name that you would like help move something into their house. And I was just like, who? I know that name, but like how?
Yeah. Yep.
And then I like looked up Facebook pictures and I was like, oh, and then I started like come back of like, we were doing like handstands and stuff.
Yeah,
like the gymnasium all the time.
I will always remember you as the person that taught me how to properly land from a high jump, and how to do the you like perfected what people used to call it the Nickerson roll, because my brother would constantly all the time, even when it wasn't necessary, just be running and then just like roll, you know, roll. Nice. And so you definitely helped me perfect the art of the Nickerson roll.
Nice.
There was jumped out of countless trees and tree houses and various high things that and I never really got hurt, so still haven't broken a bone.
Nice.
So I'd say you did well. Yes.
Haven't broken a bone.
Yeah.
There, sweet. Yeah, because I know, so there's musical, basically musical theater was pretty much like all we ever knew of each other.
Yeah.
Back in that time zone, which I guess was interesting because... from then until when we like reconnected just last year or so, I guess we didn't really know each other that well, per se. Maybe those, it was mainly probably more on my end, because back in that age, I pretty much just hung out with like Andy.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember Andy.
Yeah, I do. I remember him. Yeah.
But I was pretty like, not close-minded, but I wasn't as social as I am now. Mm-hmm. I guess I didn't really make connections with most other people who were there. But I'm glad apparently you did. Because then you you gave my parents your phone number or whatever, and was like, yeah, tell them to get a hold of me.
Yeah. Yep. So that was awesome. Yep. Delivered furniture. And then I think the only way that I knew was because the pictures in your house.
Oh, okay.
So I was just like, oh yeah, good. No, I went to, oh dude, every single house that I went into, I was always just like, who are these people really? Like, step into the psychoanalysis of it.
Yeah, that fine line between being observant and very creepy.
Yeah. Well, it's just,
you're like walking into the house and you're like, I know your son.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, it was the only way to like pass the days, you know. It just, otherwise it was so repetitive because you just kind of go, you just go. That's drop true. Off a thing. It was like, that was my way of entertaining myself. That and just like really long conversations with the only other person I was with,
right,
driving in a truck.
Right.
But yeah, no, I would say that was how that really sparked it. Cause what it was, you know, they were like glowing with pride, and they were talking about like all of the different, tasks or like businesses that you were tackling at the time. Mm. You were doing parkour.
When I had like five jobs and was running the parkour stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And I was just like, holy cow, like, I would love to get in touch and see what we could, you know, because at that time, I think I was pretty new into like-minded project still,
yeah.
and everything. So it just seemed like you were one of those like-minded people and that we should definitely reconnect. And here we are.
Yeah, that worked out really well. So I guess I think some of that answered quite a few questions because – well, okay, so I know we talked a little bit about, like, the whole handstand thing.
Mm.
So I guess for me, that's what, like, sticks out in my mind the most about, like, that's how I remembered knowing you. Mm. Like, when my parents mentioned your name and I went back and re-looked, like, that was the most memorable thing. Like, I knew we were in musical theater together and stuff, but for me, like, musical theater itself doesn't really stand out in my mind.
Yeah, it was just,
you know, because it was just like
an activity, and
it's like all the in-between stuff where,
yeah,
we would like just mess around and be idiots during,
yeah,
break times. So like, I guess for us, that's like one of the questions is like, what's a most memorable thing? And I guess maybe that's it for both of us
pretty much,
you know.
Yeah,
I don't know if anything else stands out in your mind of back then as far as like a memorable moment.
Well, number one thing that comes to mind was lining up the picnic tables that were outside.
Oh, we did that.
So it was,
yeah,
it was always just like in the free time, you know, just screwing around.
I remember I like jumped over a couple people and did a roll when they were sitting on the grass.
Yep. Yeah, yep. And for me, like, the best part of that, you know, it was just a social experience that not a lot of homeschooled kids get exposed to.
Right.
And it was super, like, pivotal for me, or just, like, it was really important to me because I, you know, I just got submerged into all these people, and, like, I was a super social kid. So, like, I don't know. It was so fun. Like, our lunches were definitely good memories because we always sat at the same table too.
Oh yeah.
And
I feel like back then, even though I didn't quite have the personality as I do now, I think I still had that inkling of like, not necessarily troublemaker, but like rule questioner.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
a little rebellious.
Yeah, we were all just kind of like, we all did stuff that all the other homeschoolers were like, what are you doing?
Yep.
And we, like, kind of almost get in trouble.
Yeah.
But, like, we weren't technically doing anything wrong. The
just
parents just
limits.
Didn't like what we were doing, you know? Like, I remember I would dress up in random costumes every once in a while and come into musical theater. And musical theater teacher would be like, you can't wear a mask.
Don't be different.
Theater.
Don't be.
And I'm just like, why? I can still sing. I can still open my mouth.
Yeah.
You know? But
yeah, we definitely did have that. And I'm having trouble recalling some of the other names that sat with us, but I remember it was kind of like, I think that's probably why we were pulled together. It was like sensing that little bit of a rebellious, like that whole group kind of. Right. And
well, not even necessarily rebellious, but kind of that different nature than most like typical homeschoolers have.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
like, I guess even though I wasn't necessarily at the time, but maybe like open to, you know, different things and things that are out of the norm, you know, because I guess that was kind of me because I did like parkour and all that weird stuff and like nobody else did that. And they're like, why are you jumping off of stuff? Like,
yeah.
Because it's fun.
Right. Yeah. You were definitely ahead of the curve when it came to that, because like that blew up like several, you know, years later. Just became a huge thing.
I didn't really think anything of it. I was like, I'm doing it because I want to. Like,
yeah.
Why aren't you jumping off of stuff, you know?
Yeah. And
so,
okay, one more thing that I do remember was, I don't know if you were actually in the room, because I can't recall anyone, but it was one of those breaks, and like I had made a habit of sneaking away and going to like the sanctuary area.
Okay.
And I would play piano or
oh.
and then I ended up along with me at one point, you know, Gabriel Thacker.
Yeah.
Can't remember how to pronounce his last name.
Thacker.
Thacker. Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say Thatcher. Really close. But we snuck. He played drums, and then we snuck
nice.
Away. Yeah, I distinctly remember him being the one that would. He would like. He'd always
drum
pick out.
Himself.
Yeah, like the Pat. Go Pat. SpongeBob. but yeah, he would do that, and he got me doing that because I was like, that's cool. I'm gonna drum on myself. I don't know. That was my mindset. But we went in there and we had like a whole group of people. I was playing guitar. He was drumming on the drum set, and everybody was singing and playing music. And then all of a sudden, like, we were not supposed to be there. And we had caused too much. We pushed the limits too much that time.
Yeah.
Somebody, I don't know. I don't remember who it was. An adult figure came storming in and started. Yeah.
I vaguely remember that. I don't know if I was there the time that you guys got in trouble, but I do remember coming in on somewhat of a jam session at some time or another. So,
yeah. Yep. Always the coordinator of those activities that were just like, like you said, we weren't doing anything wrong.
Right.
We probably shouldn't have been doing it though. I guess
this like works well into the next thing, and we've kind of touched on it a little bit, but like one of the other things is like, what would have been like your first or biggest impression of me? So I guess like that can either have been like when we met then or when we kind of re-met, because those are like two very distinct periods in knowing each other.
Yeah, they're years apart.
Yeah, like, I would say we're both like completely different people back in like high school. I know I'm like 300% different than I was back in high school.
Right, and I wasn't even in high school at that point.
Right.
So it's like, yeah.
Right, so like when we re-met up at the coffee shop, what was it like? 5, 6, 7 years later,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yep.
Like that was a crazy time gap.
Yeah.
So
first impression being a, like, we'll start with the young one, go in that order. And so I remember that you were just like the cool kid that I wanted to be around. You know, like that's like, I'm pretty sure that you wore leather jackets at that time.
I do think I had one.
And and I was like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna be in the in crowd here. So like that was probably my
little then, did you know you were becoming part of the outcasts.
Yes, yeah.
We just acted so cool and confident about being idiots that we seemed like we were the cool ones.
Yeah. Yep. So I think that was probably first impression. And then I honestly did when we reconnected, it was probably just that, like, I saw, like, that entrepreneurial spirit. I don't even know if I pronounced it right that
you
time.
You did, yeah.
Okay, cool. And in you, and then ended up being that, like, we resonate on so many different levels. As
right.
Just lifestyle and just the way that we want to go about this thing. So
yeah.
It's like,
I think that was kind of the... So I guess in the younger version, not to be like crass or anything, but I think it's just because I was a part of the co-op. So I had just like, I don't want to say that you didn't stand out in my mind initially when I was younger, but it was just like, because I was so kind of closed off to like my two friends that I had.
Yeah.
You know, I just really didn't pay attention to anybody else, which that was just me being, you know, not necessarily, I guess partly shy, but just like, I knew my who my friends were and I didn't care to like venture outside of that.
Very tight knit, yeah.
Right. So like besides the times we were goofing off and you were there like messing around as well, I guess I forget most of that time period, you know, just
yeah.
because that doesn't stick out in my mind. I didn't think I was that cool. I just thought I was being an idiot and I was like, I'm going to be an idiot, you know?
Yep.
But then definitely when we re-met, it was kind of a crazy, you know, like you said, how much our perspectives were like in sync with each other. It was ridiculous because I think I had like just, I hadn't even got a van at that point. No, I hadn't.
No, yeah.
We were just like discussing it and you were like, oh, I'd love to do that and like tour around in one sometime.
You were, yeah, and you were already taking steps in that direction.
Right,
so.
Right. Because I had been like looking into it for a while and I was like, this is a thing that I'm going to do. But I guess that's also because, let's see, I'll be 26 in March. How old are you?
23.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, I guess I have a 3-year jump on you as far as prep time with the whole band.
Yep. I'll get there. I'll get
But yeah, I think that was kind of the biggest impression when we got back together was just like, wow, it's kind of crazy how, not to use the same word or use your project name, but like-minded we were. Because up until that point, I guess I was kind of in that same stage of almost being closed-minded or closed off within the Peoria community as a whole. You know, I kind of had my, at that time I was way more into like the fitness and parkour community, and that's kind of just all I did, and I didn't really hang out with anybody, and I just worked all the time. And then I started realizing like, wow, there's actually a lot of other cool people who are into the same stuff and are like open to trying different and, you know, maybe things that are a little off the scale for normal people, you know, just like
right.
living in a van or, you know, that sort of community. So I think that was just like my biggest thing of, oh, hey, there are actually other people in this somewhat small city that are, you know, trying to make a difference in what they're doing. And then I was like, okay,
yeah,
let's do this.
Yeah, it definitely clicked. It was funny, yeah, because like we just, what's the name? 3030? Is that the initial coffee?
I can't remember if we met there or Zion. It might have been 3030.
I think the first time it was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was at 3030. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we really just got into the thick of things.
Yeah.
And that has been pretty much the status of our relationship since then. It's like far and few between meetings, but everyone is just like, just very.
Let's talk about everything important that we possibly can
yes.
right now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because it's, you know, we're both like doing our own thing, but they're very parallel things.
Right.
So it's just it's super complimentary. And
yeah. And I guess that few and far between thing is very much my fault because I am always somewhere other than Peoria.
Yeah. Yeah. So, on the run. It's really
yeah.
cool.
Let's see. Okay. Okay. So we have officially one last question, and this can be kind of the toughest one. Just because it can kind of, we'll just go with it. But describe me, and I'll do the same thing for you, in 3 words.
Oh
so
boy.
This can either be 3 consecutive words. So like, you are cool. Or
yeah.
or it can be 3 separate words.
Things. Okay.
Yeah. yeah. Is it verbs?
Yeah.
Nouns.
Either.
I'm not good at grammar.
We could. I can use
the
verbs.
The things that define you as characteristics.
Yeah.
The verbs. I think so.
Yeah. Like I would say running is like, that's the first thing that came to my mind. And it was because I was going to use a verb, which is what I didn't think that you wanted me to use. And that's both. That's just because of everything that we've just discussed. Like, you're constantly out, like, going.
Yeah.
And
not physically running.
Yeah. I mean, well,
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. You kind of burnt yourself out on it, right? Like, physically, not even just mentally. But yeah, but I mean, just going all the time and like super high energy. So, well, that's, I'm using way more than three words right now. So I'm sorry.
So running, okay, you could use that, or you could use high energy, which, you know, that could be two words
for yeah.
you. So
yeah, absolutely. I think, for lack of a better term, you're woke. Like, you're super
bringing out that new kid lingo.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, you, like, you're super aware of yourself, and I'm in, like, in a really good way of just like, I don't know how that you can really do that in a bad way, probably being aware of yourself.
Yeah.
But just open-minded and willing to listen and like, really empathetic. I'm using way more than three words.
You're stealing all the words. Now I can't use any of those words for you.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm going to use them all. Now try and use words.
Yeah. Yep. So now that I've limited your...
That's
your...
all right. Because I already have at least 1/2. So I would say the biggest thing that I'm always kind of blown away with and impressed with when we get together is you're always forward thinking. You're always thinking about, like, what can you do next? Not necessarily just like today or tomorrow, but like what you can do now to get to where you want to be in 3 years, 5 years. You know, you're always thinking about, like, what can I do now to make a difference in the long run? Which is really encouraging for me, because I can get kind of burnt out on that a lot of times. So that's always really cool.
Oh, just burnt out on just like big picture thinking,
Burnt out on like trying to always be like, this is the goal I'm going for, you know, always thinking about what can I do now to, you know, improve where I'm going to be in the future. You know, that can like wear down on you after a while of like, all right, today's a day, but I got to think this also has to do with where I'm going to be in the future, you know?
Yeah, it definitely takes away from your presence if you do it too much.
Right, right. And I'm not saying that that's all you ever do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, when we get together, like, we're always talking about these sort of big picture things and what we can do, you know, in the next coming months to promote these things that are going to get you know, to the next place, and how I can be involved in that, and also build on myself within that, which is really cool. And so I'll use that as two words. I know it's hyphenated, but it's technically two words, forward thinking.
Yeah.
And then the other big one is collaborative.
Mm.
You're always working with like other people. I always see you like putting up events, or where you're like, oh, I'm going to be doing this show, or I'm covering for these people, or I'm doing this, or I have this business where I'm doing, you know, music DJing for these people, and I'm collaborating over here, and then I also have this like-minded project, which is literally all about collaboration.
Yeah,
you know? And yeah. I really appreciate that. That's like such a cool thing, especially because I suck at it. You know, I get way too focused on like trying to hone my own skill, and then I forget about the bigger of, like, you know, if I get together and work on projects that I might have to compromise a little bit on, and, you know, maybe stretch myself a little bit, like, that's so good, rather than just like sitting home and working on the stuff that I want to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? So, I would say that it definitely takes all kinds, not to be like a cliche or anything, but like, I wouldn't like being able to collaborate and pull all the different, it takes like the individuals who have taken the time to master their crafts or in the process. I don't know if anyone can ever master anything, right. You know, it's just, but yeah, like it definitely, I mean, I value those skills as much as the ability to just to work with people and just communicate effectively and just, everything that goes into that, which I'd say that you're proficient at doing at doing that as well, you know. So yeah, I'm super excited to see where the future can take both of us.
The thing that's really exciting is just like both the paths that we're on, we can kind of be separate, you know, do different things, but still collaborate, still, you know, work together in projects, even though I might, you know, be away for a certain time or eventually be maybe in a different state. That doesn't mean we still can't like collab on stuff and do projects and work towards the same kind of common goal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I'm a fiercely independent person, and I, you know, you are too. It's just like the idea is to be able to remain that individual status,
right,
and then also be able to complement each other on every different level. Like it takes all the skill sets to build what we're trying to do, which is just, you know, what are we trying to do? Survive, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
I ask myself that question every day. What am I doing?
Yeah. I mean, effect is as much positive change as you can while maintaining your own sanity, I guess. Like, kind of.
That's very important because I definitely know people and have been in times of my life where I'm like so others focused. Because I do try and make everything I do, you know, in some way, shape, or form have an impact on other people positively. But you do kind of, if you dive too deep into that, you can just kind of just, yourself gets, like, lost. And then you're like, I mean, great, other people. But at the same time, I feel like crap.
completely wear yourself too thin for the concerns of and to be like purpose oriented, just to live for your own purpose, but still it takes a lot of your energy, and you can't, like, that's a lesson I had to learn really hard. You know, it's just like I was always at the beck and call of just any social group that was around me, just like, what do you want to do? Yeah, like, I'll do whatever you want to do, like, let's go do it. And all the time. And it's just like, had to dial that back a little bit, because in order to like have anything to give at all, you have to grow yourself. And so that's like, that quote was on one of my producer's desks. And that's
Okay. So bonus question.
Yes.
Sometimes I ask these, sometimes I don't. They're just completely random. And this just came to mind. But if you could be a tree, what type of tree would you be?
Oh, that is a good question. I need to be better versed in my tree species or whatever they are. Phylums? I don't know.
Yeah. Phylum is something that's within a tree. And I think that takes nutrients from the roots to the leaves. Was it phloem?
Oh, because of phylum.
Going back to high school biology.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to say like an oak, and I can't tell you. No, you know what? I want to be an evergreen. I want to be a pine tree.
What type of pine tree?
I
asked this because I really like pine trees.
Yeah. That rendition that you did was.
Oh, the ponderosa pine.
That was ponderosa?
Yep. Yeah, because that was one of the ones I was going to say is one of my faves.
Oh, I want to be... I'm sorry that I'm stealing this, but I do want to be a ponderosa because I'm always pondering on things. And
I'll give you that. That was a good use of wordplay.
Yeah. No, and plus that tree was gorgeous. But no, I want to be green all year round. That'd be nice. Really cool. Yeah. And
I think I don't know if it's it's not technically a tree. I don't think bamboo. It's not a tree.
Yeah, it's we'll count it. There are no scientists here.
But if I couldn't be bamboo, I would probably be like a California redwood. Those things are massive.
Yeah,
they're like 300 foot tall. Yeah,
Yeah.
And like 500 years old.
Yeah, I almost said that too. Just because, yeah, I couldn't. I was like, I gotta have a good reason to say that. Like, that's a big tree. I don't know. Like,
that's a big tree.
Those are some big shoes to fill. I don't know if I can be that tree.
Some big roots to fill.
Yes. Yeah. Well. Nice. Yeah, and I don't know. I'm down to just keep discussing things. I mean, like, I have. You may be on a time crunch. So
I might be. What time is it? Is it noon?
12:10.
I could. I'm sure my brother would probably want me to help him out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we can definitely plan on doing this again.
Awesome.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanna, I don't know if you're planning on like having a full out podcast where you want to start producing, you know, regularly, or if this is more just like you want to do it for practice and leisure to get practice, like mixing audio and stuff, or both.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think I am kind of leaning towards both right now. Like, it's really fun. Like I said, I have way too many ideas. Like, I want to do something that's true north oriented,
yeah.
So I can just take any people from any walk of life, and then find out what it is that gives them purpose and gives them their drive and like why they love what they're doing, you
right.
know? And so that's kind of what maybe when I have you on again, I'll probably talk more about that,
right.
and just like van life in general. And
that'd be cool.
For my own research, my own selfish reasons. And, yeah.
Get as much, benefit out of the podcast as possible.
Yeah. Yep. And then I have this other idea, though, where I would be like I have this whole like kind of fictional universe planned out, and it would be like improv. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know how well it's going to go, because like depending on who I am working with, sometimes it can be it's just really hard to come up with stuff off the top.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I will say, like, typically if we're talking about like imagination and like coming up with things, dude, I like freeze up.
Yeah.
Like, my brain, like, if I'm ever asked things on the spot, my brain does this really fantastic thing where all it can do is think about the question that I was asked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So like, if you were to ask some, I don't know, just like if you came out of like weird left field with like a hypothetical where you're like, what would you do in this scenario? My mind would be like, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do? And I'd be like, I don't know. I can't think right now.
What is your favorite dinosaur?
My favorite dinosaur. See,
it wasn't as situational.
No,
as
I'd no, like. It's not. But dinosaurs are interesting because, I don't know, for some reason the thing pops into my head of, so they're actually doing really cool research with dinosaurs where we're figuring out that what we thought they looked like is like almost completely wrong.
Yeah.
You know, because
I believe it.
Because like all we know, or everything that we think a dinosaur looks like, is completely based off of inference.
Mm.
Just off of bone structure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now they're like, people are coming up with these ideas of like they could have been these super colorful with feathers, and because that stuff degrades over time, and you would never know if they had feathers,
right?
Because it wouldn't be there. You know, like a human body decomposes and all that's left is bones. Somebody 3,000 years in the future could dig up a human body, you know, like let's say an alien comes and digs up a human body, and they're like speculating, they have no actual idea of right. what we look like other than bone structure.
What would they design us to look like? It's
so
hard to say.
I would say my favorite dinosaur would be one of the new ones that I've seen where it's like a triceratops that has like plumes of feathers and stuff and super colorful, and I'm like, why can't they be that?
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to be these super fat lumbering creatures. You know, we don't know how much fat was on their bones.
Yeah.
You know, they could have been these super skinny, scrawny things that had, you know, feathers to scare off predators or whatnot. You know? So
yeah. Yep. It's both equally valid, like proposals, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have seen that. I think it was the probably, if not the same rendition, something probably. Similar.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that is
it's super cool. Like when I first heard of that, I was like, oh my word, that's so true.
What about dinosaur?
I've been lied to all of my life.
Dinosaur nose or noises, like.
Oh right, right.
What? There's no
Jurassic
way of telling.
Jurassic Park, all wrong.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah.
It's just a complete lie.
Which, when we started this discussion, I thought that was going to be the direction, or I at least wanted to interject and be like, "No, they tried that in Hollywood, recreating dinosaurs, and it's no, it's, it doesn't work well
Let's
for
not
us."
Do that. Yeah.
Well. Thank you
cool.
for thanks for coming over and
absolutely.
Also, you know, conducting the interview.
Yeah. It was fun because you had the podcast idea, but I led I led it there.
Yeah, well, it suits both purposes and we'll next time maybe I'll have a more structured interview designed.
You can interrogate me.
Yes. Where were you? No. All right. Well, that's all, folks.
That's all for now.